I've been helping people with their relationships for, you know, over 10 years now. We try to help people to save their relationships and to make them work. And, you know, many times we're able to do that. But, you know, obviously there's a big variable, a big factor in all of this, which is, you know, what your ex is going to do. Now, we can influence that with what we say and do. We can influence that with a lot of things in terms of how we show up and how we interact with them. But ultimately, they're going to do what they're going to do. We want to really be in a place where we can respond accordingly and to take our life in a positive direction no matter what. And there is going to be a time and place where some people may just want to no longer pursue their relationship with their partner any longer. And so what do you do when your ex has moved on? I talked to a guy once who was trying to get back together with his ex. And he had studied the advanced relational skills. And he reached out to her the day before she was going to get married. And it didn't go very well because obviously the day before you're going to get married to someone else, you're probably not going to be very open to the romantic advances of your ex and you know, want to get back together with them. You know, obviously that's probably not going to happen the day before your marriage. Obviously, if your ex is moving on, if your ex is getting married to someone else, if your ex is taking their life in a dramatically different direction, and you know, there could be all sorts of reasons why it might seem like they are, but they're not really. You know, like if there's a rebound relationship in play, or if there's some sort of hurt emotions or something like that that could be motivating them to do certain things, then, you know, that's obviously one factor. Wow, look at those waves out there. It's looking kind of crazy. I hope I don't get splashed later on. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's... Wow. Okay. That's looking pretty dangerous. Okay. Anyway. Oh, are these videos even going to be usable because of all the wind? I don't know. If your ex is genuinely moving on, then one of the most powerful things that you can do is to learn a valuable lesson from this relationship. I mean, the last thing that I want you to do is to just say, oh, shoot, we broke up, we had a relationship, we broke up, and, you know, gosh, it sucks, but, you know, these sorts of things happen. I'm just going to go on and create the same mistakes with someone else and just, you know, create the whole relationship cycle that just goes around and around forever and ever. That's not what I want you to do. I want you to learn something from this relationship that's going to empower you to make better choices, either in how you show up in a relationship, or maybe in the romantic partners that you choose, or maybe in some of the other things that might unfold as we move forward. I'm at the spot right now where all the big waves were, so I'm trying to be mindful to not get splashed, if that's somehow possible. But you really want to be learning from this whole breakup as much as possible. You know, like when I went through my big breakup with my big ex, one thing that was really powerful for me to learn was to trust myself to learn how to overcome my own fears, my own insecurities, my own shyness, my own anxieties, and to learn how to go after what I wanted in life. Because honestly, for me, my big ex was sort of an emotional safety blanket, so to speak. And so letting her go was a sort of leap of faith for me to learn how to trust myself. And that's one thing that I got from my breakup with my big ex. The first thing that you want to do is to learn a valuable lesson from this whole experience. By the way, if you like this video, please make sure you hit the thumbs up button before I end up getting splashed by one of these waves. Please also make sure you subscribe to this channel and hit the notification bell as well too. This will let you know when we upload new content, which could be very helpful for you in terms of making strides forward with your love life and with your relationships. After that, you really also want to make sure that you take the time to heal emotionally from your own breakup. So many people are just so quick to jump right back into the dating world before they take the time to heal. And that's just a recipe for rebound relationships. It's a recipe for, repeating the same toxic patterns that maybe you had with your ex, or maybe you notice that you're inclined towards in your life. But if you take the time to heal emotionally and to re-enter the dating world as a whole and complete person, rather than someone who's trying to, you know, find someone to prop themselves up emotionally with another lover, another relationship, another whatever, then you're going to be setting yourself up for great success in the long run. And then, of course, the next thing is when you are ready, when you feel as if you are reasonably whole and complete. You know, I don't want you to be putting this off forever, but you know, as long as you're making forward strides here, then it can make sense to start dating other people. Now, you know, I know that we are in, you know, the future, what I always imagined the future would be like a little bit. And that you know, dating apps and dating websites and things like that are very commonplace these days. But I don't want you to be relying solely on these for meeting new people, because there are a lot of problems that we can get into maybe some other time in some other video. But there's a lot of problems with just solely interacting with people on dating websites and dating apps. You want to be doing as much as you can to meet people in real life, face to face. I know that we're coming out of the whole COVID era and everything like that, and maybe people are not as accustomed to meeting people in person, but you know, I think it makes a huge difference to actually do that rather than just swiping and swiping and swiping and chatting and chatting and chatting, and things never really go anywhere, and then you just end up getting ghosted or something like that. It can start to build up a certain sense of cynicism within you. But as much as you can, try to meet people in person, in real life. Go out and do things in the world around you. This also encourages you to get out there and live a life that's meaningful to you. So, you know, go to that yoga class, go on that hike, go meet up with those friends that you haven't seen in a few years. Go, you know, do whatever it is that's important and meaningful to you. It's going to help you to expose you to more people, but it's also going to help you to live a good life for you. And then when you do meet someone out there who seems interesting, who seems like they might be the right kind of person that you're looking for, go ahead and start up a conversation with them. See if they might be interested in going out on a date with you. Even if you are a woman, please feel free to actually start the conversation. Don't just passively wait for someone to approach you. Yeah, it would be great if that happened, but it's not necessarily going to happen, so be willing to take the initiative. It doesn't mean that you are, you know, making it too easy for him or that he's not masculine or anything like that. It just means that you are a social, conversational kind of person. So anyway, with that being said, what kind of weather do we have out here today? This is actually really crazy. But with that being said, thanks so much for watching this video. Somehow, I'm still reasonably dry, but please take care, and I'll talk to you next time.